Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on At Home with Victoria. Well, he is here. He is in the house. I see that he is on the line, and we are talking about the one and only fashion designer, Anthony, who's joining us today from California. We are so happy to have him here. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Victoria.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. I have been so waiting for this interview and to have the opportunity to talk to you, and so have all of your friends. Let me first off by saying you've got so many people on Facebook, Anthony, who love you.
I love them, too. They're the best. We've been
friends
for a long time.
And we're going to get back to Facebook because you do something pretty cool on Facebook that you interact a lot with your fans on there. But first of all, let's talk about HSN. 16 years. Did you think that it would be 16 years?
Victoria, I never thought it would be 16 years. Because when I started, I was in my 20s, and I got introduced to HSN really by accident. I was designing for a retailer, and one of the marketing guys was like, oh, you know, they're looking for young designers. You should go over there and show them your portfolio. And I went on a trial experience with them where, you know, you do a couple of shows, and if it works out, you come back. If it doesn't, hasta la vista, you know.
It
worked out. It's like the day one when I first, you know, premiered, I just felt a connection with the audience. And I was 23 at the time.
Wow.
And it just, I don't know, it just resonated. And over the years, you know, I've been through a lot of changes. So they've watched me mature in my industry, which is not normal. You don't usually see that with a fashion designer. You usually don't see that, you know, the maturity, you know, happen. But
now, your first, do you remember who your first on-air host was your first day at HSN?
Absolutely. It was Bobby Ray Carter, and she was so kind. She told me, don't worry, just relax, you have wonderful designs, they're going to love you. She said, just be yourself. Just be yourself and don't worry.
And 16 years later, you are still being yourself. Talk a little bit about, you know, when you're sitting down and you're designing for HSN and you're designing for all of your fans and these women out here who just simply love your clothes, and you can certainly count me in as one
Thank
of
you.
Them. How does that process happen for you?
Well, I love to read, and ever since I was a little kid, my mom, you know, they had the RIF program, and my mom would, like, take me and my twin sister to the RIFmobile to get books, and I would always get the pretty books. Not much for content, but if the pictures were pretty, I would just, like, gaze at them for hours. So for me, even as an adult, the first thing I do is I research. So I do a ton of research, you know, through museum catalogs. I belong to the LA Museum here. And then I also, you know, go on Amazon, and I choose a theme each season. So for this season, it was all about gold, things with gold reflection. So I was looking for, you know, gold ornate pieces. And I do that research, and then I start sketching. And I'm a real textile person. I love fabric. And in our price point, it's very limiting. So I worked 2 years out working with the mills to develop the piece goods, because a lot of the time the technology is not in the moderate price point. It's usually in the better industry. So we really, really work hard with our mills to get, you know, 2 years out to the product starts pan set, and they want to give you just, you know, anything. And I'm really particular about the hand of the fabric, and I'm really picky about that. So I want them to wash the fabric in a certain, you know, rinse. I want them to treat the fabric in a special way, and I have to give them the better fabrics to copy. And they do a pretty good job. Sometimes we go toe-to-toe, but most of the time they do a good job. So I first research, then I do fabric research, then I go into color. And Masail, who's one of the designers I work with, she's a dear friend, we'll sit down and do color sessions, and we'll talk about, you know, what is going to be the 6 to 7 top colors for the collection, and what are going to be the 3 to 4 sub-colors to the collection. So the sub-colors are like accent colors, and the top colors are what, you know, will be like the blouses and then the pants. Mm-hmm. And usually our blouse colors are lighter than our pant colors. So it's an evolution. So once we've got that, then we go back to customer reviews. We review all the customers' reviews, and then if a customer
says, you really do that when folks are, when, you know, when you're on the air and you're telling
HSN's customer service, and we can get to her and send her, you know, whatever she needs to make her happy. Like if
that's
it's
like, awesome.
Yeah, it's a great tool, and you don't get that from designers. You don't get that, you know, one-on-one,
right.
You know, opportunity to express yourself, and then to get what you need
at the end.
Yeah, the feedback, exactly.
Yeah. Because I remember when you and I connected through Facebook. One of the things when I sent you an email that I said that I love so much about you is that as a designer, you know, you're an everyday person. We don't feel like you guys are just accessible. Ask questions and you give away prizes. Is that how it sort of works?
Yeah, I've always wanted to do trivia, and I always wanted to, like, give things away. I just love sharing. And I was really fortunate when I was a student in school in Paris that I got selected by Yves Saint Laurent to go study at his atelier, and he paid for my schooling. And I had some private time with Monsieur Saint Laurent. And one of the things he told me as a student was, like, you know, as you grow in this industry, you got to support and you got to help people back and to share what I do, and also to give the customer an opportunity to see what I do, because a lot of times they think, oh,
right.
How great could that be at that price point?
Right.
But they really have to know, we look at everything. We review
everything.
Yeah. Everything.
And oh, my God. At this point, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I don't want to forget, Anthony, you can't see, but here on Blog Talk Radio, we also have a chat room, so I want to acknowledge everyone who's inside the chat room that's listening. We've got a few guests in there. Simone is in there. Michael is in there. And Michael wanted me to make this comment to you. He says he would like to comment to commend Anthony on the level of quality he's able to deliver at the price point that he's at. And it says that you truly are a wonderful hand and workmanship for the dollar. So Michael wanted me to pass that along to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, we really work on that. You know, it's something we do every day. Quality is ongoing.
Yeah. And it certainly does not seem like, you know, when you have the opportunity to look at your fashions and to interact with just you on that level, that, you know, you're always, always concerned about quality, and that's always sort of at the top of basically, it seems like, who you are and what you stand for in your company.
Well, when I came back from Europe, I was over in Europe for almost 5 years, and when I came back to the States, I got a job at Adrian Vittadini, and I was designing. And I just always wanted to be in quality control and in manufacturing. So when I got hired by the JCPenney company, the first tour I had was working in quality assurance. And I spent 2.5 years as a QA inspector. And I saw everything, Victoria. I saw imports from China. I saw domestic goods. I saw dresses. I saw handbags. I saw pants. And I worked with two top senior quality inspectors. And early on, I knew the difference between good quality and bad quality.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, designers just sketch it, they give it to the production manager, and they just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes get in trouble because I put my nose in that because I have a background
training like you have. Is that normal or not?
It's not. It's really not normal because most designers, when we get out of school, we go work for a company and we spend at least 15, 20 years working under a big designer, and then you get a chance to either become a merchandiser or a creative director for that house. And then while you're a creative director for that house, investors or, you know, other people in the industry notice you, and then you get your own label. And
mm-hmm.
I was really fortunate that right out of Adrian Vittadini, I went to JCPenney, and I had a great, great director who saw potential in me. He's like, Anthony, you should design for us. You shouldn't be doing QA. And then early on, I got thrust into retail, and I was really, really fortunate to have a buyer who was the most amazing hands-on. You got to know math. You got to know retail math. You know, you got to know how to do a four-way. You got to know how to get the customer excited about your product when she walks into a JCPenney
mm-hmm.
store. So I was already, you know, thrust into that at a young age designing. So I didn't have a chance to, like,
have the Facebook giveaways. Colin and Christina's friend. Anthony,
yes.
If you know who that is.
Yes, I know who he is.
Yes. Hi, Michael. Anthony says hi. He knows who you are. Thanks so much for joining us. But it is amazing, you know, I think, you know, for sort of your average person, when we go and do our shopping and we walk into the store, you know, basically it's like by the time that we get there when we're looking at your spring collection, you know, you've been working on that for, at least a couple of years or a year out before it gets to us in the store or at HSN?
We work a year out on the line, and then on fabrications, we work 2 years out. So by the time it gets to the store, we've seen so much of this product. We see it in fit sessions. We see it in top of production samples. We see it at least 4 fit sessions. Then, you know, like, we have a presentation we have to do for the buyers. So we really live, drink, eat this line, and it's like, wow, it's like by the time it gets to the store, we don't want to see it anymore.
Right.
A customer say, oh, I love it, and then we go, oh, you do? And then it just brings back. It's like
having... And she was modeling some clothes, and I just so loved her attitude, and she was making me laugh, and I had forgot for a quick second. I was sick with a cold, and I was just miserable, and I'm just sitting there just kind of laughing at you and your mom because you guys were so happy, and it was closed, and I can't remember who the host was then, and your mom was doing her little thing on the catwalk, and she was turning around, and I just started laughing, so I got so excited. I started calling all my friends saying, you've got to turn to HSN. There's this designer guy on there named Anthony with his mom. I'm like, they are cracking me up. So that was my first experience with you. So, of course, your mom is very – of course, I don't know her, but she's very dear to my heart just because I just thought it was, like, wonderful. And to have the guts that she goes on, like, national television and she's modeling clothes, I just thought it was the greatest thing. So I'm sure your mom is obviously a big influence in your life. So let's give her a little – show her some love and talk a little bit about her.
Oh, yeah. My mom is the best mom in the world. And, you know, when we were little kids, she ran a Dunkin' Donuts. And every morning she would get up and go busy. Yeah, and we would help her with inventory. So my mom has always been about own your own. Have your own business. You know, you can work for somebody, but you need to own your own. If you have an idea, you need to take it to the next level. So when I told her I wanted to be a fashion designer, her first thought was, as I was growing up, that I would go into law. Because I've always liked things to be truth and factual. But my twin sister became the lawyer. And I followed fashion. So when I decided to open my own business, my mom was like, I'm your first investor. So
that's awesome. You were a baby.
I was
a baby. Goodness.
And, you know, and everybody there was so senior. Like, you know, Diane Gilman, I mean, she was in her 40s. Danny was in his 40s. And even, like, you know, I'm just hitting my stride as a designer, and I have to sometimes remind management that, you know, I may have been around here a while, but I really am just starting with you guys, because you can't really look at, like, the past 12 years, because I was still practicing.
Yeah, sure, I got you, yeah. Listen,
but the funny thing is...
Let's go to the phones. He's got a call on 302. Hi, caller, are you there? You want to say hi to Anthony?
I certainly do, Anthony. Hi, Victoria. Hi, Anthony. It's Michael calling from Delaware.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, you guys. I just wanted to go ahead and pop in and wish Anthony a very happy 16th anniversary on his HSN birthday, and wanted to applaud one of the hardest working men in fashion that I've ever met. So
he does do a great job. Now, Michael, is it you that's been winning all these awards on his?
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you,
thanks,
Michael.
Buddy.
Thank you so much for calling in and saying hello to us. We always do appreciate that. Oh, that's so nice. Isn't that, Anthony?
It's awesome. Awesome.
I know. I told you, you really do have some of the greatest fans. But, yeah, so getting back to that, like I said, we were having this conversation. It just totally hit me when you said, Victoria, I was only 23 years old. And then I thought, man, I mean, you really, really were a baby. But the great thing about that is that, you know, what an opportunity for a young designer at 23 years old who's coming from Paris and, you know, all the coming from out of school and all this stuff to be able to have that opportunity, because I'm sure a lot of people would love that opportunity these days. But more importantly, I want to commend you because you recognize it as an opportunity and you did go for it, as opposed to, you know, saying, no, I don't think I'm ready, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, because I like totally when they approached me, my first buyer Jenny, she was like, "You think you could do it?" I'm like, "For sure." I've never like minced anything. I've always like put my best foot forward. And even when I was at school in Paris at the Chambre Syndicale, I remember, you know, being around such wealthy students, because to go to design school in Paris, you have to come from a very affluent family, because you know most young ladies that go into fashion design in Europe, they wind up marrying wealthy, or they go and wind up, you know, being an assistant to a designer. And in the industry in Europe, you don't make that much money as an assistant, whereas here you can make a good living in the industry. So I went to school with some really savvy, well-heeled young people who came from, you know, really top-notch families that, you know, one of the young ladies I went to school with, her father was one of the founders of the Chaumet Jewelers in Paris. So I really got exposed to a side of Europe that I would have only kind of dreamt of. I went to castles. I went to beautiful Parisian apartments on the left bank, and invited some amazing parties. And over the years, those friendships have gotten stronger and stronger.
Well, that's
and
great.
Yeah, it's so true. The people you go to school with.
A big fashion designer with HSN. He's been there for 16 years, and I invited him on the show just because I love him, and I just think he's a good person. Plus, he has a lot of fans out there, and he was very nice enough to take some time out from his busy schedule in L.A. today to spend some time with us here on At Home with Victoria. Anthony, something that was cool today, I think I emailed this to you, Blog Talk Radio on our homepage, they feature their top picks, meaning their top shows. So I want to let you know I'm sitting here looking at your really big, beautiful smile on the front page because you are one of their top picks today. So congratulations on that.
Wow, thank you. That is awesome.
I know. So basically that means that out of the shows that are on today, your show is a show that they chose to be a top pick one. So I want to thank you so much for that. But so, Anthony, I do have a question for you. There's a young lady that wants to know, what do you think about reality shows on television, but more importantly, the one that Heidi is on?
I love most of the reality shows. I don't get to watch them as much. So I only catch, like, snips when I'm traveling. But Project Runway is a great show. And I love Heidi Klum. And one of my good friends, Kamora Lee Simmons, has her own show on Style Network. And I just think it's great when any time a show highlights fashion, because most of the time people think fashion designers are just, like, aloof and not real and that, you know, our jobs are very easy. We live in ivory towers. But I think that show, you know, shows everyone that it's not an easy job. It's very frantic. You have X amount of days to make something. You got to take into consideration fit. You got to make sure that the fabrics work. You got to sew it, and then you have a critique. And in their case, they have professionals in the industry, whereas in most cases, you have the customer and the customer votes. And so you can only imagine as you're waiting for your sales to come in. Wow, am I going to have a job next week? Because they have no problem saying goodbye to a designer if you're stuck.
Do they ever say anything? They say too much. I'm like, people will email me and they will call me and leave messages and all sorts of stuff. So I can only imagine in your industry, you definitely get immediate feedback from folks as well.
Oh, gosh, and they'll let you know. In fact, I'm doing customer review, letters. I'm reviewing them and reading them. And some of them, boy, they tell you everything. I'm like, okay. And then as soon as I get something that has to do with fit or with fabrication, I send it right to our fit technicians, or I send it to Messiah, and we start figuring out how can we make it better. But it's like, you know, it's a work in progress.
Certainly. I have another question. This young lady wants to know, do you have anything special going on HSN for your anniversary that we're going to see in the spring collection and coming up this summer?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, we're introducing more petites, which I'm excited about. I fought hard for that. I have a great motorcycle slack that I did. It's like a motorcycle pant that's very subtle stitching, and I'm really, really proud of the textiles that I did. The prints are out of this world. A lot of butterflies, which are, they're not typical butterflies, because everybody thinks, oh, okay, here comes another butterfly print. No, these butterfly patterns are out of this world. And the other thing I really love is the silhouettes. I've gone very, very retro. I love Edith Head, and I've done a lot of, like, the Edith Head old Bette Davis shoulder lines and treatments. And, you know, living in Hollywood, you can't help but be inspired by the movie industry. So you're going to see a lot of, like, retro 40 feelings in my clothing, the way I put it together.
That's wonderful. I do have another question. This question was from Michael. Michael just called us to say hello, and he wanted to know what price range do couture pieces run, if you can give them, I guess, talk generally about that.
Okay, my Better Dress line, anything that's like in a knit category, and we do a special knit where it's three layers of one. It's a stretch tulle, then it has a flocking of velvet, and underneath it has a matte jersey fabrication. And it forms this really special, like, boucle kind of effect. Those dresses run anywhere from 380 to 500. And then we go up a tier and we do like our chiffons and our soft dresses. Those go anywhere from 700 to 1,000. And then we go to the more elaborate opera gowns that we get a lot, you know, for women in Chicago that go to the opera still. Those could go anywhere from 2,500 to 8,000. So, you know, they say, you get orders for a dress. Yeah, we get orders for dresses for $3,000. There are a lot of women out there that can afford, you know, it's once a year. They've got to look their best. Mm-hmm. And the opera in Chicago is nothing to blink at. And then a lot of times they get invited, you know, a lot of politicians, their wives are politicians or they own their own companies and they need special dresses.
Sure, absolutely. But I do like what you said, though, because when you started off at one dress, it was close to 400. So I think even something like that for your average person, if you've got a special function, even if it's a once-a-year thing, then, you know, that's certainly even affordable also, so going up. I also want to mention there's another young lady, Anthony, that's inside the chat room. I think it's Caitlin. Her last name is spelled T-A-D-D-E-I. Anyway, she says, sending a big hello and congratulations to Anthony on his 16 years at HSN. And she says, thank you also, Victoria. She says, I've been shopping with Anthony for many years. I love his personality and his personal touch and all of his designs. So thank you for sending him a shout-out.
Oh, that's awesome. That's Patty. Yeah, she's been with us for a long, long time.
Oh, okay,
she's
so
a great
friend.
So
you know who she is. Great. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Let's see. We do have another question. I always like to try to get in all the questions from the viewers as opposed to me. This question is also about your this is about petite sizes, which you touched on. So you may want to talk a little bit more about that. She wanted to know will you be adding more petite sizes to your collection? So
yes, we added several. We used to do the Southern Women's events. And Natalie was our model for the JCPenney collection. And then when I went to HSN and I saw her there, I was like, oh, my God, how did you get here? What happened? You know, she goes, I'm doing both. And so Natalie, Carol, Inger, every show before we go out, Inger prays. Inger is like our light. Like we say, Inger, we have to pray before we go on air. She goes, oh, no worry, I'm praying with you guys. And Donna and, oh, my gosh, and Julie, all of them, Lori, it's just one big family. Regina, I always pick on. You know this. I always say something to Regina.
Yes.
They're all like, they're family. They really are. They're extended family.
Well, you know, that does come across on the television screen. So that's why when I said that, I was like, please, 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 I hope it's true because all of you guys just work so well together. And it really does look like you're just one big family there. Everyone's on the same level. You're all just, you know, very happy and upbeat because there's so many crazy things that go on in the world. So just to be able to, you know, turn the television on and not see someone like me reading a newscast. And
Callie, North Haven, and Marlo, and, you know,
I like
Tamara.
Marlo. I love her.
And Tamara. Tamara is just, she's a firecracker. Oh,
yeah.
She said, and she'd come back there in the models room. She goes, what do you want me to wear? What do you feel like I should wear today? And I was like, can you wear this? She goes, absolutely. And then she'll go put it together. And I'm like, wow, look at Tamara.
Put that together.
She looks great. She's just, you know, everyone there is so nice. And our CEO at HSN, Mindy Grossman, is phenomenal. I mean, she's just so classy and so well-heeled and so, you know, knowledgeable and gives artists an opportunity to express themselves, and she's so protective of us creative people.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'll say, like when we have style out, she'll say to the buyer, make sure, you know, Anthony understands, you know, we want him to feel that this is, you know, his collection. What does he think? You know, she always wants to know what our thought process is, and that's really nice.
That's awesome. And speaking of what you think, there's another question from Simone inside the chat room. Simone says, what advice does Anthony have for young designers trying to get into the industry?
Oh, my gosh, that's so easy. Math, math, math. Take math classes. I cannot stress that more. Please know
really?
Math.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
And, of course, I know nothing about your industry, but it seems like math would be something I would never guess that you would say.
Oh, my gosh, you need math. You need math. First of all, you need to count your money. But secondly, you need to be able to – you need to know retail math. And you need to understand, you know, gross margin, markups, markdowns. A garment has a merchandising and retail math, and also take a buying course. So you can understand a buyer's thinking points, because buyers are like your, they're like your pilot, you know, they're like driving you to the store, and you are the designer of the plane. So, you know, the pilot has needs, and you need to understand what those needs are. You need to understand why the pilot is pulling that thrust, and why, and maybe you know, you're putting things out of reach, and the customer's not getting it. So I think it's important that buyers, that designers understand a buyer's point of view. And then I would tell them, don't, I wouldn't do what I did. I wouldn't just run out there and start your label. I would definitely try to spend at least 6 years working with a great retailer. And in today's world, I would stress, go work with a retailer. Go work for Target. Go work for HSN. Go work for a company where you can learn how it is to put a product out there and what goes into putting it out there.
And something you said about Target, and this was something that I noticed, and I'm sure everyone else noticed, I guess I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, how...
For what we do. But in everything that you see out there, there was somebody who came up with a thought process to put it out there. It didn't just appear out of air. And I have a lot of friends who are very accomplished, but their names are not on their products. And retailers have their own private label. And so if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have wound up at J. Crew or The Gap designing. And, you know, it would just had a Gap label on it, or it had a J. Crew label on it, but I still would have been in there working as a team member, developing a product that fit our customers' needs. Because
we're very happy that you went the way that you went.
I am too.
Yeah, we're all very happy that you have your own label with your own name, Anthony Designs, on there. But I'm sure, like you said, if you could do it over again, you would do it differently. But yeah, we're not going to complain about that, Anthony. So we like you exactly where you are, for sure. There is another question. It says, how long does it take for design to go from page to finished product?
It takes 3 months to go from page to finished product for first samples. If we're doing fall, we try to put fall and holiday together. So right now we just finished fall. That took us 4 months. And if you were following us on Facebook, it was not easy. I mean, we were like crying. I mean, it was like some days it was just nothing was coming together right. But when we design, we have categories we have to fill. Like we have blouses, skirts, pants, sets, jackets, dresses. And each one of those have to work together, you know, and it has to look, you know, cohesive. So you can imagine, you know, in the thought process, like Sui may say, oh, I love caterpillar sleeves. Oh, I love, you know, these dome and sleeves. But we're not doing it in the blouse category. That doesn't work in the collection. So we have to, like, kind of tug of war and work together as a team to make sure the whole collection is cohesive.
Wow, that definitely is a lot of work. There's a young lady who's asking a question, and now this question, Anthony, I think she's just trying to give you more work to do. She wants you to come up with a jewelry line.
I would love to have jewelry. I really would, because I think, you know, it's the finishing touches. And I always talk about R.J. Graziano because I love his stuff. And
his stuff is great.
Isn't it great? It's very whimsical,
and
it's fun, and you can tell he has a passion for what he does, and it comes through the product. So, I mean, if I was to do a jewelry line, I know what I would like to see with my pieces, and, maybe down the road they'll allow me to do that. That would be great, because I have a very, like, head-to-toe idea as to, you know, how I see a woman put together. And with the couture things, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to, you know, go to their closet, pull out their jewelry, and put it back with my clothing and work it, you know, the shoes and everything. So it would be nice to do that on an HSN level.
Yeah, that would be nice. This is the last question I'm going to be able to take, and it comes from Michael again in the chat room. He wants to know, how many pieces on average make up a seasonal collection?
Well, we start off with 100 pieces, and then we'll cull it down to about 34.
Okay.
So there's a lot of them that get cut, and it's sad because sometimes we think, oh, did we cut the winner? But
that's the wrong thing.
Yeah, because it starts with us, then we present to the buyer, then the buyer presents to her management team, then her management team gives it back to the buyer gives it back to us with changes. We tweak it, we send it back to the buyer, then it goes back to management. Management says, well, wait a minute, why did you get rid of that? We really liked it. Then we go back. Then after we do all that, Victoria, we have to put the numbers to it. This is where math comes into play. So now you have to, as a designer, say, I can only have 38 of these, but they chose 50. And we only have X amount of dollars. So it's like it's a game. So even if management may have liked it, sometimes it doesn't make the cut.
It doesn't make the cut. Wow.
Yeah, because we have to do our retail math.
When's your next appearance on HSN? When are we going to see you?
April 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is the week after next.
Right. Well, can you believe it? The time flew by. We only have about 4 more minutes left. Is there anything in the 4 minutes, Anthony, that you wanted to talk about that your lovely, fabulous host, you know, that's one thing that I just absolutely personally myself adore about you, that, you know, your mom certainly raised you with some great values, because you can, anybody can tell when they're listening to you or when they're watching you on television that you are very, very from your heart appreciative of your fans and people that follow you and that certainly support you. And that definitely, for sure, does show. You know, I just came up with this idea, since I've got like about 10 more questions through my email that folks wanted to ask, but we ran out of time. So when you're not busy and you have some time, you'll have to come back and we'll do a show called Ask Anthony. So
people, I love that. I would love that.
Yeah, because all of them are surrounding, of course, fashion. One question that you've got to talk about real quick before we hang up, and this woman says she wants to thank you so much for fitting women with curves, and why do you think that the industry avoids curvy women?
I think most designers, they have this stick pencil mentality. They think body type, like a Jill Scott body type, you know, that just has, like, you know, the energy and the charisma you know, just the energy that you need.
Right.
I think designers should not be fixated on size, but more be fixated on energy, because energy is what sustains you. It really does.
I totally agree with you. I'm glad we were able to get that in, because I had a lot of questions about your thoughts on curvy women and how the industry treats them. Anthony, so you promised us you're going to come back when we'll work on that behind the scenes when you have some time, and we'll do an Ask Anthony since I have Victoria. I knew you would love Anthony. I love him. He's just a great, great, great guy. And just does his best to dress American women, whether you're a size 2, a 0, a 10, a 12, a 22. He doesn't care what size you are. He just wants to make sure that you look the best that you can look. And I want to thank all of our guests, chat room, Simone, Michael, and everybody who joined us. So we will see you guys again soon. Actually, on Monday, another show about HSN, and that's Ms. Carolyn Strauss is going to be joining us. She also has an anniversary.